Downtown was its usually busy self. Throngs of men and women were going to lunch. There goes the alert siren. Now, can't those civil defense guys sound that siren some other time? Here it is in the middle of the lunch hour, and those guys have to test the equipment now. I had glanced about me, and then I saw a great wail of fright overcoming Target City. I remember seeing a driver in his panic slamming his brakes on, causing a series of accidents. The streets suddenly became packed with cars, trucks, and buses. All those cars just piling up against each other. Just wrecking each other. I'm in a panic. A hysterical look in people's eyes. Everybody pushing and shoving each other. No one knew what to do or where they were going. I've got to get home. My wife, my children. Noise. The people screaming.
Lady, please stop screaming.
And I saw the elderly lady fall to the street. And people in their raving and panic use her body as a stepping stone to climb over vehicles. Then it happened. The beginning of our end. A light of such intensity fills the city. And no one could see anything but its exploding brightness. Then the wave of thermal heat follows. The temperature rises to thousands of degrees. Our city was on fire. The fire knew no exceptions. The beggars' rags, the babies' diapers, the minks of the rich, even the robes of the church. The awful heat. Couldn't stand it. The smell. Terrible, rotten smell of burning flesh. Pleaded, please, somebody help. Help me, please. Now I can see how my complacency caused my death. I can see people alive in the fallout shelters. Had I learned the rules as set forth by the Office of Civil Defense, I would be alive and in that shelter now.
They call atomic power. Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour? When a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man. Are you ready
for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shudder, will you cry, when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
There is one way to escape it. Be prepared to meet the Lord. Give your heart and soul to Jesus. He will be your shielding sword. He will surely stand beside you, and you'll never take.
taste of death. For your soul will fly to safety and eternal peace and rest. Are you ready
for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
There's an army who can conquer all the enemy's great band. It's a regiment of Christians guided by the Savior's hand. When the mushroom of destruction falls in all its fury great, God will surely save his children from that awful, awful fate. Are you ready
for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
It's a gas!
Record ever made in the entire world. The coolest record ever made. It's a Gas by Alfred E. Newman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rhythm Revival. Yours truly, Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, right back here in the controls or out of control. What a way to start the show off, huh? And come on in. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Bombs Away right here on the Rhythm Revival. What you heard this show so far was our usual little intro theme, followed by a clip from the early 60s that I had on a record. It was a red vinyl record. And I'm giving a big shout out to DJ Schmeg out there. DJ Schmeg, thank you so much for putting all these into one place and putting all kinds of little cool songs on one album. We're going to be playing a whole bunch of stuff off of the Uh-Oh 2012 collection. He's got some great stuff on here. Matter of fact, we're going to go here in just a second because you all have heard this guy, the prophet, on the show, the guy that does the I Am What I Am. Well, somebody else has taken his stuff and looped it and put some grooves to it. Anyway, we're going to get into that in a minute. Before that, sorry, we heard The Complacent Americans followed by Are You Ready for the Great Atomic Power? Leuven Brothers, once again, great, 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 great country music. And then after that, It's a Gas from Alfred E. Newman and the Gang at Mad Magazine. That came as a fold-out. I used to listen to that with my late cousin Stevie Gibson. As a matter of fact, I did a version of it as a tribute to him after he left us far, far too early on the planet. Having a ball, y'all. Ain't nothing but a house party. Don't be tardy. Stick around, my dear. Right now. Got to hear the Leuven Brothers one more time. Some songs about death and violence out here on the highway with yours truly.
Oh, who did you say it was, brother? was, it fell by the way. When whiskey and blood ran together, did you hear anyone pray?
I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray.
When I heard the crash on the highway, I knew what it was from the start. I went to the scene of destruction, and the picture was stamped on my heart. The whiskey and blood ran together, mixed with the glass where they lay. Destruction, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I could change this sad story that I am now telling you, but there is no way I can change it, for somebody's life is now through. Their soul has been called by the master. They died in a crash on the way. Of the dying, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother. I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
That's all I am is what I am. And I'm Sam, you sure do look like you've got the misery.
Man, I ain't got no misery. I'm got the blues. That's what's the matter with me.
The birds singing in the trees and the sun am shining. You shouldn't have no blues.
I know I shouldn't have them, but I got every known indication of being in that condition.
What's the matter? Did they lock up your bootlegger?
No, it's worse than that. I went home this morning and peeped through the window. That sweet thing of mine had done caught out. So now I got them lovesick blues. I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. To make her love me, I tried. Lord, I was sad and I cried. But she just refused. And ever since my mama's gone away, I've got them lovesick blues. I got a feeling called a blues. Since my mama said goodbye, it seems I don't know what to do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, Lord, the last long day we spent alone. I'm yearning for it, yeah. It thrills me with a kind of loving. I never will forget the way she called me sweet daddy. It was just a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart at sea. Oh, Lord, I got so used to her somehow. But I know by heart it's like a papa now. It's awful when you're lonesome. You got them lovesick blues. Oh, Lord.
Mr. Emmett Miller, that was a little something there for Mr. DJ Schmeg and all you all that like the stuff that goes way, way, way on back, rolling it right on through. Charlie Parker, relaxing at Camarillo. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear me announce that, I'll be right back. That's for the segments that we have to do on the regular radio show on terrestrial radio. You're listening to the podcast edition, which means we have no interruptions and we just roll right through the night. Reverend Billy reminding you, if you like what you're hearing, you enjoy what I'm doing and listening to the music. Remember, here at Planet Rev, we do all kinds of cool stuff. I got the Rev Says little blogspot thing going on there. We got the radio show. We have the collectibles thing running on eBay and all kinds of other stuff running right out of here in Ocala, Florida. If you like what we're doing, you want to help out a little bit, go to rhythmrevival.podomatic.com. And on your right, you'll see a little PayPal icon. Hit it with a couple of bucks right there. If you hit me with $10 or more, I will send you a copy of my first album, Salvation Through Polyester, that we play a cutoff of later in the show. Meanwhile, we'll talk about that later on. Enjoy what we got coming up for you right here on the Rhythm Revival one time. Here we go. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to number two section of the hour right here on the Rhythm Revival. We got you off to kind of a wild one there, didn't we? We had a little introduction, The Complacent Americans, followed by The Atomic Power by the Leuven Brothers. It's a Gas by Alfred E. Newman, the Leuven Brothers, once again with Crash on the Highway, a little mix-up of The Prophet himself, kind of a dance mix with Adrian Ballou, Into Lovesick Blues by Emmett Miller. I did that one just for DJ Schmeg alone, just because he knows how cool it is and how hard it is to even find that stuff. And coming out of there with Relaxing at Camarillo by Mr. Charlie Parker. Let's see, what do we got here? A little Ray Price to kick off the set. Back into some weirdness. Who knows where it's going to go? Stay with me. Buckle your seatbelts. The Rev is in home.
Just your memory, and I make a vow each time you leave that this will draw the line. Then you come back, and just like now, I'm falling one more time. One more time, my lips may kiss you. One more time. With a memory left behind, and I just know that when you go, I'll be lonely one more time. That I wouldn't do, and I make a vow each time you leave that this will draw the line. Then you come back, and just like now, I'm falling one more time. One more time, my lips may kiss you. One more time. Memory left behind, and I just know that when you go, I'll be lonely one more time.
But try carving machine. Well, you put a nickel in a slot, you hear some buzzing, kisses while they're hot, 5 cents a dozen, up to my house. I've got something you've never seen. Well, I got hip to the tip and built me a loving machine. Well, you pull your lever on the right, two arms jump out, left all around you to make you scream and shout. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I've just built me a brand new loving machine. Now put nickel in. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I got wise to myself and built me a loving machine. Well, it'll love you all day. If you feel run down, you don't have to worry, run all over town. When my machine finishes, that ain't all. Out comes a bottle of Hattie-Call. Up to my house, try my loving machine. Well, after 24 hours, you know just what I mean.
Now, when I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. When I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Well, the blues over will take me gonna rock right away from you.
Oh, no, a Joe Turner meltdown. It's the first meltdown in the show.
I know you told me such a long time ago that you didn't want me. You didn't love me no more. I wanna know, oh, what makes me be. Do you believe me, child, I'm a fool for you? Oh, just about to break a day. Reach over and feel a pillow, where your baby used to lay. Then you put on your crown, like you never cried before. Oh, Lord. Yeah, you leave it crying.
Oh. You know what? We got a little thing right there. We got one of those things that, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you all know the deal. You all know that I wasn't in real good shape the last few years. And I'm kind of pulling it back out and getting walking back out of the valley and walking in the light once again. Let me tell you, I've had some hard lessons, some hard, hard lessons the last couple of years. And some of the hardest are, that, man, when you get yourself all wrapped around things like that and all messed up, everything in your life just kind of falls to doo-doo, and you just don't take care of your stuff, man. And I have got some of the world's best CDs, and I just, like,
It's embarrassing how bad off things got with them. But they're getting back, cleaning them up one by one. Every now and then it happens. It only happens every now and then instead of about every other song like it used to. Any rate, let me just play something for you right here. Lord have mercy. On the Rhythm Revival, it's under control. Train, trying to make up a little bit of mess up there. Hang on, fellas. We'll be right back to you. Right back. We'll be right back on the Rhythm of Bible. Stick around. Reverend Billy, before that, you heard Flip, Flop, and Fly, a little bit of Flip, Flop, and Fly. I'm a Fool for You by Ray Charles before the meltdown. And before that, Loving Machine and I'm a Mormon, opening up with Ray Price. We'll be right back in a flash with a whole lot of nothing but cash. Stick around, my dear, because I'll be there to whip it on your ear.
And I appreciate y'all sticking around and waiting for the last little segment right here online, because we've got some real nice stuff for you. So we want you to hang in there right here on the Rhythm of Bible. Reverend Billy saying, it ain't nothing but a ball being here with you all every week at this time. And remember, you like what you hear, get on over to rhythmrevival.podomatic.com. You know what to do from there. Love to send you a copy of that last album. By the way, I'd like to thank all of you folks that did send in last week and got a whole bunch of orders going out this week on Salvation Through Polyester. Remember, makes a great Christmas gift. Otherwise, folks, enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll see y'all real soon. Let's
Welcome
go.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival. Let's see here. What do we got? We got a little deep thinking. What are we going to do, some deep thinking here? Let's see. I got a page full of deep thinking type thoughts. Let's see. Thought number one. We may have come over in different ships, but we're all in the same boat now. A house without books is like a room without windows. A lie told often enough becomes the truth. Politicians are the same all over. They promise to build a bridge even where there is no river. Yeah, I like that one. Men, they make the highs higher and the lows more frequent. I guess that's the definition of men. And let's see. I like this one right here. Where's the let's see. To be an artist means never to avert one's eyes. Some deep thinking on the Rhythm Revival. We'll go with some real fine deep thinking. From Macon, Georgia, Little Richard Benjamin. And just remember, friends, in Pittsburgh, the shortest distance between two points is usually under construction. This is Reverend Billy Sewerts reminding you once again that you're listening to Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival right here on In Cyberspace. We hope you're enjoying the sounds that I'm putting down. It's nothing but a ball, y'all. Being here with you every week at this time. Keep it going right now. Going into a little bit more of a groove here on the show.
This is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem buying anything.
Wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea. I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But we've already decided to buy.
Impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Good idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six, you're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number five, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, let's go to line seven on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials.
Oh.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen... I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
The what?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Oh.
Commercials.
Hello, caller.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
The what?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
Well... My kids and I, for example, love to build things with scrap lumber.
The what?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Claims made in commercials.
Yeah.
I get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused.
I can imagine.
The what?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
The what? The what? Commercials. Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
And your name is...
Bob.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
The what?
Truth in advertising. Truth in advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
The what?
The truth. The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in advertising.
Good point.
So listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
The what?
The truth in advertising.
The what?
Well, then you have to decide if honesty goes both ways, right? After all, so this is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Okay.
I've got a moral question for you.
The what?
Now, wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right, why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but they'll never catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise, line six. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
It's time to do the Mennonite Surf Party! In their buggies now at the Mennonite Surf Party. Mennonite what? Mennonite Surf Party, the bubble lies for me. Hey, y'all, crops up. And the Gospel Crusade will continue tomorrow night. Right now, let's rock one more time with the Mennonites. Yeah, I got tired of humping my sheep. I've been banging my granny and...
Oh, to find mama.
alto playing in here. Mama don't allow no alto playing in here. Benny don't care what mama don't allow, blow his alto anyhow. Mama don't allow no alto playing in here. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here. Bobby don't care what mama don't allow, blow his trumpet anyhow. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here.
One time on the Rhythm Revival. How you doing? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our little short 12-minute segment here for those of y'all on terrestrial radio and those of y'all just checking it out online. We're just going to roll and move and groove along with it. Let's see, what have we heard? We heard Mama Don't Allow It by Julia Lee, and before that, True Fine Mama by Little Richard, Mennonite Surf Party by yours truly, and opening it up, we heard a little clip there from my friend DJ Schmeg, a little thing called Truth in Advertising done by these guys, all themselves Negative Land. Remember, you're listening to Reverend Billy's one and only Rhythm Revival right here. It's at rhythmrevival.podomatic.com online. And otherwise, you enjoy what station you're listening to right here and support people with good shows like this. Reverend Billy's saying, I'll be back in a flash with a whole lot more of this cash and not a tiny bit of trash. Once again, reminding you folks to check me out on Facebook at William Wirths. That's William, W-I-R-T-H-S. Or Rev Billy C. Wirtz, or Rhythm Revival. Any of those three will get you there and tell you what's going on, the newest things to be listening for, and what's going down right here on Planet Rev. Be back in just a little bit.
And I invite you to stick around and enjoy our last little segment here on the Rhythm Revival. We appreciate you sticking this far with us. And now, ladies and gentlemen, take it on out here, Mr. Rev and Billy C. Wirtz.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our fourth and final segment for those of you all that are listening to us on the radio. And this is our early morning post-California medical segment, so it should be fun and interesting. It means that we're in the mood to play stuff that's like this here.
Happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to, they
They don't play drums. Ain't it gonna make a cotton picker out of me? Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't it gonna make a cotton picker out of me? Boom, boom, boom. You can make a man laugh or make a man cry, or shake the stars right out of the sky. But you ain't it gonna make a cotton picker out of me? Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't it gonna make a cotton picker out of me? Boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong, bong. You can make a man sweat or make a man steam. You can make a man rock, rock, rock till I scream. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong. Bong, you can make a man laugh, or make a man cry, or make a man roll, roll, roll till I die. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong, bong. You can make a man poor, or make a man rich, I make a man want the 7 year itch, but you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. A bong, bong, bong. You can make a man sing, or make a man dance, make me rock right out of my pants, but you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me.
It's a gas!
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I just saw my track sheet. I already played this. I'm sorry. Here's some Link Ray. On the Rhythm Revival.
a private kind of place. Very special kind of place. The only place where I can stay, making faces at my face. My bathroom, my bathroom, is my very special room, where I crimp and fuss and groom, where I can get away from all and really feel in bloom. I'm free.
I know you're just about ready to scream enough. All right, y'all. Listen, I got to back on out of here.
Yeah.
Reverend Billy's saying, I'm going to plant you now and dig you slightly later because you're nothing but a fine, fine little sweet potato. Until the next time our paths cross, don't get mad, don't fuss. I'm going to save you a seat on the big old B-back bus. Reverend Billy's saying, bye-bye, darling. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. This is Reverend Billy saying goodbye on your online edition right here on the Rhythm Revival. Don't forget to catch the show on WFIT every Friday night at 9 o'clock East Coast, and Sunday nights, 11 p.m., late in the evening, East Coast time on the mighty KPEG. That's KPEG.com. Yours truly, Reverend Billy, saying thank you all so much. We'll see you next week on the Rhythm Revival. RhythmRevival.podomatic.com. RhythmRevival.podomatic.com. The Rev says .blogspot.com.